Snow-covered peaks rose high above Pepin's head as the donkey with sure feet made its way over the stony paths. At last they came to Granada. On a hill above the town, Pepin could see the palace walls. As he rode toward them, he stopped before a shop with embroidered shawls and brass candlesticks in the window. A man was coming out of the door, followed by two ladies, and from their talk, Pepin knew that they were Americans, for he had heard other Americans talking, who had come to see the bridge in Ronda. In soft Spanish words, Pepin asked to black their shoes. They did not understand what he said, but they saw his box and knew its meaning. "Here's a bootblack wanting a job," the man said, turning to the others. "We may as well stop for a shine." Pepin tried to catch the word he had used, but he couldn't quite say it. Still, he tried as he rubbed the dust from the man's shoes.
Boot
was as far as Pepin could go. "Boot black," the man repeated.
"Boot black,"
Pepin said, his brushes flying. He said it over and over again, for if he knew a word familiar to Americans, it would be easier to persuade them to let him shine their shoes. With the pennies from his work jingling in his pocket, Pepin rode up the hill and through the gate that leads to the mountain on which the palace stands. Trees arched over his head, and streams trickled down the hill, making soft music. It was easy to find the road, for many were going toward the Alhambra. As he came to the outer wall, Pepin found a place to tie his donkey. He passed under the Gate of Justice, with its hand carved in stone, and mounted a flight of steps. He faced a garden with a fountain playing in it. There were travelers resting on the stone benches.